It was a very physical game. I was on the away penalty box tonight. I had five in there with me at one point, Telford. Is that something? They were very physical. Does that suit the Lions, or was it getting a bit difficult in the end?
I'll be honest with you, when me and Matt spoke about it midway through, I mean, you look, I think we're the least penalised teams in the league, Telford and Nottingham. So yeah, it got physical in areas. And it did, I'm not saying it played into our hands, but it just kind of stemmed that flow a bit. You know, you look at a team like Telford, these boys can play around it. Ex-elite league players, GB players, you know, the class all the way through. You know, you've got Warren Tate, Scott McKenzie now as well, Plant Miller. The list is endless, you know. And it just kind of frustrated them more probably than us. It just like stopping play. And that gives a bit of a breather, really.
Yeah. We've got two big games coming up against Deeside in the next couple of weeks. Yes, we were on the wrong side of a 9-0 result, but it wasn't a 20-3 result, as they were on the wrong end of Hull tonight, and they're playing Saturday night as well. Sunday is going to be a massive game, isn't it?
Yeah, Sunday's huge for us. Obviously, you know, we're away in Solway. You know, me and Matt will, you know, we'll prepare for that. You know, we're bodies down at the moment, you know, as Andrews is missing, that game is banned. You know, we've got a lot of guys here that pay to play. You know, some guys will be working. And so on and so forth. But, you know, what we'll do, we'll probably drag some junior players up there as well, take it up there, you know, just not say take it easy, that's not what I'm looking for, but just to try and give the guys a breather for the Sunday's game, which we all know it is really, really important. But Deeside, you know, at the end of the day, they might have been on the hiding, you know, in that respect, but we ain't going to take them lightly. They're in their barn, and I guess what, they want 2 points as much as us.
Yeah. Both next weekends, actually. We've got four games over the next two weekends. They're both double-headers. Is fatigue going to set in?
It's interesting, I spoke to Matt about that, you know, reference to fitness and that. You know, you look at a team like Telford, you know, your Hulls, you know, these guys are playing, you know, sometimes twice a week, training twice a week as well. Their fitness levels are getting, you know, far, far, far more superior, to getting sharper in front of net, to playing the puck around. For a team like us, you know, just gets once a week, probably, you know, like you say, one game every now and again, and when the double headers kick in. Will fitness tell? Yeah, it will. It will always tell, yeah, because at the end of the day, we're not a pro outfit. We're, you know, we're not even a semi-pro. We're a pay-to-play team. But it's down to the guys. We've got to be smart. They've got to eat well, sleep well, and take it easy at work as well, hopefully.
And just finally, it's always been a low-scoring team, the Lions, but the last four home games, the aggregate score has been 28-2 out of our favour. Is that becoming a problem? We were, again, about 14 shots tonight.
Yeah, I mean, me and Matt says, you know, you're playing a team like Telford, you know, you're always going to be under pressure, you know. And we did say to the guys, try and get the puck on, and puck on, puck on. But these guys close you down so quick tactically, you know, that they've got superior fitness, you know, size and strength as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, start of the season we're competing. I still believe we can compete in areas. But if we take the foot off the gas, you know, we start to take, you know, try to kill PKs against quality end teams, we're going to pay the price for it. We've got to play 5-on-5, and we've got to keep it nice and simple. We try and sometimes overplay it, you know, and just stick to a system. And the system was working at the start of the season. You know, the competition, you know, against Telford was a close game, you know, 5-3, whatever it was. You know, Hull was close, winning 3-1, Blackburn nil after two periods. We were pretty pleased. Shots on goal is a huge key for us. You know, we've never been a high-scoring team. You know, you do miss when I say, yeah, it'd be great to have somebody like, you know, McKenzie in there and, you know, your Millers and your Plants, but we haven't got them. We've got what we've got, and we've got to work hard.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Paul Glossop, the assistant coach of the Nottingham Lions. And don't forget, our next home game is on the 2nd of December. It's in the main arena, a 12:30 face-off. Adults, £5. Concessions, £3. And you can take two under-16s with you for free. We hope to see as many of you there as possible.